Have you applied for a job? Imagine getting this email back. Dear candidate, this email is to let you know that you've been selected as one of three applicants to move forward in our selection process. Sounds pretty good, right? But then there's this. All employees are paid via direct deposit with our preferred banking institution. No cost to you. So please click here and sign up. Danger, Will Robinson. Hopefully by now you realize this is a scam. The Better Business Bureau has received 15,000 reports about possible job scams this year, which feels so unfair considering there are so many vulnerable people unemployed. Allison Doyle is a job search and employment expert with About.com. Allison, do people really fall for job scams like the one we just read?
They do, Robin, unfortunately. And a lot of times it's because somebody's been out of the job market for a while. They're not internet savvy. They don't understand that there are scams out there. And some of these scams are very sophisticated, and they can catch you even if you think that you know what you're doing when you're checking out a company.
Well, we'll link to your website where you've got advice, but also readers have sent in scams they've come across. One, for instance, I'm looking at this company, Piramal Healthcare. It's mentioned a lot. Now, they offer to pay for training materials, and what they do is they send you a cashier's check, which you cash, and then wire money to them, you know, Western Union, to buy their training materials. It turns out the cashier's check is bad, so ultimately that will be found out. How does that work?
Well, they tell you to deposit to your bank account. It would take a little bit of time for that check to clear, and then it would be taken out of your account again because you made a deposit with a check that didn't have any money behind it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you put it in your account. You think you have it,
and you send
your own cash to this fraudulent company. Meantime, maybe a week later, you find out that wasn't a good check, and that was your money that flew out to the company.
Right, and then in a lot of cases, they ask you to send the money Western Union or to wire it from your bank account to theirs, so they already have the actual money. When you send something Western Union, they've got the money. So the recourse then is you can go to the Better Business Bureau, but it's a convoluted process. The chances of getting your money back are slim. I mean, all those things, if a company asks you for money up front, it's a problem. Legitimate companies don't ask you for money to hire you.
What are some other specific examples of other scams? You've got all these different categories, career consulting scams, recruiting scams, unemployment scams, but give us some specifics.
Some of them include an actual fake job application where, again, they send you to their website, fill out this job application, and all that information you put in there, you're not actually applying for a job at a company. Instead, you're giving the company all your personal information, which could be your social security number. We've talked about the ones where they ask for your bank account number and money. Pay for a background check. So we're going to hire you, but you have to pay to have a background check. Again, if the company wants to do a background check, they're going to be paying for that. If anything looks like it's not right to you, Google the company name plus scam. Because what a lot of these companies do, Robin, is they change their name. They could be listed under 20 or 30 different companies, like that healthcare one that you had mentioned before. So Google the company name and Google scam, and that will show up if somebody's been scammed on the ripoff report or in other places where scams are listed.
You point to unemployment scams where someone says they'll file your unemployment insurance claim for you. You don't need anyone to do that.
Absolutely not. You can file for unemployment in most states online on your state unemployment website. And they all have warnings on there, too, but you do not need anybody to do that for you.
Well, and you say you just saw a scam this week, a pyramid scheme where job applicants are asked to find other people to also join the company before they can even do an interview?
Right. That was part of what the company said to see if you'll be good at this job, find us other candidates. And so then they get a whole bunch of more people hooked into the scam.
Well, and to underscore all of this, online at About.com, at the bottom of each page, you have a disclaimer which says you are going to see advertisements on this very page that will probably include job scams because of the nature of this site. This is a jobs site. So you even say about your own page, there may be scams right here.
Right, because we don't control the advertising on the site. Some of those on legitimate job sites like Monster Career Builder if you use the job search engines like Indeed and Simply Hired. Scams do get through it. It's very hard to vet everybody who's posting a job and catch all of those in a timely manner because it's such a big business on the part of scammers, and they're making a lot of money in the backs of people who can least afford it.
So they may bait and switch. They may call you up for an interview about one job but actually give you another. They may pretend to be career consultants or people recruiting employees, but they're actually trying to sell you training tools. Or they may be, bottom line, just trying to get money from you or get information from you so they can get at your money or your identity.
Absolutely.
Did I hear correctly that you actually heard from someone on the site? She had applied for 100 jobs and most of them were scams?
A lot of them were scams. Some of it was because the type of the positions that the person was looking for, work-at-home positions. I think if there's any niche that has the highest number of scams, it's for work-at-home job listings because everybody would love to work from home and there aren't that many real job opportunities.
By the way, you also recommend joining a job club. What's that?
A job club is a way you can find support during your job search. It's a group of individuals, and it may be an informal group of people who get together over coffee. Or it could be moderated. Some libraries, community centers have job clubs that are moderated by a professional career counselor or career expert, and they help you with resume and cover letter writing. They help you with job leads.
But they won't charge you money.
They won't charge you money. There's workshops on how to use your computer, how to use your iPad. There may be job search workshops on how to job search online, how to use the internet, and all those things you can find free if you're in need of help, if you just take the time to look around a little bit. If you're a college student, graduate, alumnus, your career services office may be able to help. Departments of Labor often have job search workshops, information where you can get assistance with a job search, too. And really, in this tough job market, you should probably take a look at all the help you can get because it really is difficult.
Well, it's discouraging, but if you are going to be among the unemployed looking for a job, it's better to be armed with this information. Allison Doyle, job search and employment expert with About.com. We'll link you up to all of their information at hereandnow.org. Allison, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Appreciate the opportunity.